Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Juice.
It's a trash can.
Juice, you were so pumped for the football year. What say you?
Yeah, man. It's tough right now. It's brutal. And I know you feel my pain because you're right there with me.
So I saw a stat, I think, last night or whatever, 2 days ago, the Giants and the records have the two worst records in the NFL the past 5 years.
Giants and Jets?
Yep.
Yeah,
I think they're both like 11 and 48, something like that. Just terrible.
Yeah, trash franchises, horrific. Trash stadium. I mean, what else can you say? You know, it's here we are. So we're 3 weeks into the season, and
it's over.
It's over. Yeah,
it's over.
That's it. If you're a New York football fan in any capacity, it's over. I think we both,
you know,
go ahead.
I don't know if it feels that way for you guys, but for me, it's been over like this within the first 3-4 weeks for the last 7 years for me, or 6 years.
Well, same for us. Yeah.
Brutal.
Jets of the longest drought, playoff drought in the NFL.
I'm sick and tired of year in and year out, the last 6 or 7 years, after week 4, I'm typing into Google, you know, 2022 NFL mock draft or, you know, whatever year it is. But I've done it for the last 6 or 7 years consecutively after week 4. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And I have a hot take. It's not a hot take. I've been saying it on this podcast, I think, for a while now. And people think I'm crazy when I say it, but I'd rather have James Dolan run the New York Giants than John Mara.
Whoa.
I mean,
the guy's got...
He got booed, didn't he? Didn't he get booed Sunday?
Two rings.
He got...
Yeah, he got booed. Yeah, he got booed. They during Eli Manning's, you know, Ring of Honor ceremony... he's sitting up there and they booed the shit out of him. And to the point where Eli Manning had to, like, you know, do the quarterback signal, like, quiet down, like, stop it, you know?
Yeah, it's a little, I mean, I get the frustration, but damn, I mean, that family is royalty. They've won how many, 4 titles with the Mara family? Like,
yeah. But it was Wellington Mara. It's not John Mara. Ever since Wellington Mara passed away, John Mara's been a disaster. Disaster. And yes, they did win 2 Super Bowls, right? But both those years, they were either 10-6 or 9-7, and they were the 6th seed, and they went on a magical run, right? If you take those 2 years out where they, you know, if you take those 2 years out, it's pathetic. Every year, 6 wins.
No, it's true. And like, it is true. I think me and Tony would always troll Giant fans and say exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
That you guys, you had like these lucky fluke runs, but we would always hear the rebuttal. Yeah, but it happened. So, you know what I mean?
It did happen. And listen, I'm a Giants fan. And if you guys talk shit to me, I'll say the same thing to you. It did happen. We have 2 Super Bowls, right? But the thing that I think John Mara, what he is, he's operating as if it's 1980.
Yeah, he seems very stuck in like the old way, for sure.
Right.
He's not adapting quick. Like New York was New York. Like now, every franchise has the, you know, the cachet of being like with all media and everything. Like you don't have to come to New York to get your name out like that anymore. So yeah. It's a different world. It's a different world.
Yeah. Both teams are pathetic, but they're pathetic in different ways, right? Like the Jets, they're just not even showing up. They are injured, and young, but like they just, I mean, comical. They look like Adam Gase Jets. But the Giants are like legit choking. Like, each game's been close, right? And they just, like, blow it.
They should be 2-1.
The most disappointing thing for me, and, like, if you ask Giants fans, they'll tell you all different things, right? Everybody's upset about a certain thing. The most disappointing thing for me is that the head coach sucks. And I thought, you know, and everybody, we were all swindled, right? You hear the press conferences and you hear how he's, you know, Mr. Discipline and all this stuff. And he sounds like he's like if Nick Saban and Bill Belichick had a child, it would be Joe Judge, right?
Yeah.
And he is terrible. He is lousy. And I get it. He's still very young and this is, what, year two? But my God, the guy doesn't know when to call a timeout ever. Doesn't know when to call a timeout. And he has not won a single challenge. And I get it. He's a special teams guy. And he's not the guy that's going to be doing any of the play calling or anything. But man, this is like, I felt like it was torture. I was being punished watching that game. I shut it off at a certain point. I put on the Ryder Cup. It was brutal.
Yeah, to lose at the buzzer to one of the worst teams in the league at home, Eli Manning Day. It doesn't get much worse than that. And it's funny you say that about Joe Judge. So the Lebatard Show, they do a thing every Tuesday during football season called the Useless Sound Montage, where they play like a montage of all like the press conferences after the games. And Joe Judge is now the new star of the Useless Sound Montage, which is not a good thing.
You know, like, if you watch the game, right, and you could take any team in the NFL, if you put them on, and I don't have red zone, so you guys would know better than me, right?
Yeah.
Even the bad teams, there are offensive plays where people are creative and they throw the ball down the field and they're able to at least try things, right? Us, we have Jason Garrett, and it's the worst play calling I've ever seen. It's boring. It's non-creative, unimaginative. It's dog shit. It is so horrendous. And I blame John Mara because this guy Gettleman whiffed on every fucking draft pick. How many first rounders do we have in the top 10? And he just blew every single one. He made idiotic trades. Any star players that we had, he traded them away. And the guy thinks he's the smartest guy in the league, that he invented football. And he's still here. He's still in the building making decisions. And I feel bad for Giants fans, right? Because this idiot, John Mara, is just price gouging wherever he can. And we play in a trash can stadium. And every year, the season is over after week four. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. And you say red zone. I'm already watching red zone. Like, I've already switched over. I can't watch a full Jets game. And the Giants, you know, I feel you. It's bad in East Rutherford right now. You know, good thing the
long way to go, too. It's going to be a long year.
Yeah, we still got 14 more games.
The other dilemma is, like, you think how to fix it, right? Definitely, I think they're going to clean house.
And I think the thing with the Giants, I do think they have talent on offense. Like, they have pieces for sure, but they're missing so much in at very key positions too. The offensive line, linebacker. I mean, they just, you can't give Barkley big money now. There's no way. You have so much.
No, Barkley's lousy too. Like, he does
play a game.
That's the thing. When you rebuild a franchise, maybe don't do it with a running back at pick two. You know what I mean? Or maybe don't take the quarterback that's projected to go in the second or third round at number six. Like, there are some idiotic moves that are happening. So, like, Gettleman will be gone. I don't know if Joe Judge keeps his job. At this rate, Joe Judge is not going to keep his job. Like, I thought they would have to, you know, lose, like, only win three games. And they might only win three games.
I think they'll keep him. I mean, because what did McAdoo get? 3 years?
I think he got
three, because the first year he got the playoffs, and then he got two after that. Or was he so bad that second year they got rid of him?
No, I think it was three.
I think they got rid of him.
After two?
Tony says three. I want to say two. Let's because
check it.
I think it was three.
I think what happened was he really got fired because of the Eli Manning benching. That's really what he got fired for. It wasn't anything else. But, you know, it's just the thing is, too, they have two high picks, right? Say the Giants are terrible and the Bears are trending to be terrible. They'll have two top 10 picks, let's just say. I don't take a quarterback because there are plenty of terrible quarterbacks in the league. If Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson or the next Kyler Murray or somebody, if these guys aren't coming out, you don't waste the pick on a quarterback because then you're just starting all over again. They need to get the best defensive edge rusher and they need a mountain of a left tackle or use two pick defensive line. You know what I mean? And sign a defensive player.
Yes. But it'll just be wild if they do fire Judge after this year. That's three head coaches within six or seven years. Like, that's insane.
So McAdoo only lasted two seasons. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So two each. So you're going to go from McAdoo for two, Shermer for two, Judge for two. Like,
McAdoo actually, he didn't even make it. He didn't even make it through the second season. He was fired December 4th, 2017.
Yeah, I think it was right after the Eli thing.
Yep, the Eli bench. Yep, you know I mean? After losing the Raiders.
All because of that haircut. If he kept his hair normal, big suits, he would have been fine.
He went all Pat Riley and shit, yeah.
Yeah, he lost his mind. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, if the other thing is, right, even if they keep Joe Judge, they're probably going to ax all the coaches. Maybe they'll keep Graham. So that means Daniel Jones will have his fucking third or fourth offensive coordinator, new play call. Like, he's all screwed up. Like, this whole thing is a dumpster fire.
But and there's it's a still, shame. Like, it all it takes is one. And the Giants, they're still, I mean, the Jets are looked at as like a clown franchise. At least the Giants have like respectability. They'll be able to get, they should be able to get a very good front office in there to replace Gettleman. I think people are going to want that job for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know,
I agree with you, but then also part of me is like, we have become now over the last 6-7 years, we've become the Browns and the Detroit Lions and all these like terrible the franchises.
Yeah,
I mean we've been them, and the NFL is so big and so popular. The NFL is like Apple, you know what I mean? So any position within 32 franchises, I think everybody wants. Everybody's going to go get. If a GM job opens at the Detroit Lions, people want it because they think that they're the guy that's going to fix the Detroit Lions. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. At least the Giants didn't kill Carl.
Carl.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Curb. The curb, yeah. I just watched that earlier today. And
October 24th is coming back.
Yeah.
You guys, I did my Giant rant. Yeah, you guys talk about the Jets. One of the things I think the Jets, the mistake that they made was they didn't get a veteran quarterback. Because right now you can't do anything at the quarterback position. But you guys, go ahead.
I'll let Paul go. Yeah.
I mean, me and Tone are numb for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, numb. I mean, first year, the first game, of course, we're playing against Matt Rhule, Sam Darnold, Robbie Anderson.
Yep.
And I think Tony, like me, we both wanted Rhule as the head coach when Gase was hired.
Yep.
So we're playing against the team that we pretty much would have had and should have had beat us, you know, with our rookie quarterback. Week two, playing a rookie quarterback against our biggest rival. What is the Jet quarterback, our prize number two, whatever, three pick? What does he do? First pass, interception.
Yep.
It's just like, all right, I'm done. Like, this is not, it's like, it's so sad and predictable that it's like.
Well, you forgot he threw three more. It's like
three more. It was the worst game I can't compare. Like, what can you compare to that? The Darnold game last year?
Yeah, the ghost game. The ghost game, yeah.
Maybe that Mark Sanchez game against Buffalo when he threw like six picks or whatever.
Six picks,
and they rushed for 350 yards and lost in overtime. It's just that it's so predictable, yet it's still so sad. It's this guy. They're going to ruin this kid. I know it.
I know.
They're going to ruin him.
It's sad.
They're going to ruin it.
It's sad. And he'll go somewhere else and probably be excellent. And Salah, he remains to be seen. I have no idea.
He seems like a very likable guy. Like, he knows
players,
how to
coach.
His defense has played well. He has these rookie cornerbacks playing amazing. I'm sure if they weren't on the field for 55 minutes a game, the defense would be even better, you know. But you have Denzel Mims, who was a second round pick last year, 6'3", athletic freak. All he does is produce when he's on the field. He's not active for any of these games, and the offense is a
bizarre
joke. What is going on with that? So if he's a problem for the team, then cut his ass. You don't just say, oh, you know, well, he doesn't really play special teams. Nah, that's BS. You can't fool these Jet fans. We're smart. We know, like, what's going on. We know what we see. You can't bullshit us. And that's what he's doing, and he's got to learn quick. That doesn't fly in New York. They'll tear that apart. And Douglas, I thought, you know, he was coming from Baltimore, Philly. He knows what he's doing. He's made some very questionable moves now, and his picks, you know, he's had some good defensive play, like the picks he had this year with the cornerbacks, other things, the Jamal Adams trade, the Leonard Williams trade, so-and-so. But what does he put around Darnold, offensive line-wise, right, before?
Yeah.
What is he putting playmaker? Corey Davis looks like a number four wide receiver, and he signed him to number one money.
Drop passes
that,
now?
That looks like a bust. Crowder's always hurt. He doesn't want to play anymore. And the offensive line, okay, Tucker looks good, the rookie, great. But Becton, he's going to be hurt his whole entire career.
Yep.
And the free agent signings for the offensive line have been terrible. McGovern, what's his name, Rotten, has been terrible. And you had these guys on the team last year, and they were terrible. So you didn't look to upgrade at all when you had all this money. Like, what are you waiting for? You have to overpay. Put him in a body
bag. Yeah, it's
bad. No tight end. They traded Herndon, who has the most potential for sure as a tight end. And not even that, he was their best blocker.
Yeah, and now
you have nobody at tight end. It's unbelievable.
And now Elijah Moore, concussion protocol. You know, we had hope for him.
And also, he's really, like, I like him. He's going to be good, but they have him playing on the outside. He is a slot receiver.
Yeah.
He's a slot receiver.
Yeah,
you know?
He's
you
like an
You put that guy in New England or whatever, who knows how to use him, he's tearing up teams. They have him on the outside. He's 5'8". No, you put Denzel Mims on the outside with Davis, and you put Moore inside. Like, I swear sometimes I think the majority of Jet fans would do a better job as GM and coach than we've had in our history.
Well, who
I'm not even kidding.
Who's this kid on Twitter who keeps tweaking all the doing all the film, the NFL film? After the Jet games? Hilarious. He's probably a Jet fan.
I think his voice makes it.
Yeah. He's like, look at right here. This is what they should have been doing. it's great.
Is he a Jet fan? I think so. He's a Jet fan.
I think so. It seems that way. And you know what's the worst thing about Joe Douglas? Adam Gase hired him. Adam Gase is the one who, like, got him hired.
Yeah.
So, they took advice from that guy, that jackamole. So, it's sad.
It's weird. It's almost like he's just taking his time, and he's like, he's kind of thinking like, oh no, I have assurances from ownership. I can really build this slowly the way I want. No, man.
No.
Like, you're going to start to hear the heat quick. And what have you put around Wilson? He's going to get killed.
Yeah.
He's going to get killed.
Yeah. And he's going to have the yips. And yeah, longest.
He's already shook. There's guys that are open. He doesn't know what to do. He's panicking.
He has had, I will give him this though. There's been a lot of drop passes. I mean, we've seen in the film.
Oh, for sure.
Which sucks.
Definitely.
You know, that's not, you know, it's a team effort, right? Everyone's pretty much sucking. I think the best thing, like you said, is the corners. And there's been a little bit of a pass rush, but otherwise it's all bad. What were you going to say, Juice? I'm sorry.
I wish they just went the veteran route, right? Like, say the projections were that the Jets were going to win maybe six games, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to win six games, right, you need a vet. You need, like, that Kurt Warner buffer until Eli Manning is ready or something. Or, you know, this is, like, really kind of dramatic, but like the Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, even though that was like 3 years. I'm not saying 3 years. I'm not saying one full year. But you can't throw him in there and then he doesn't have adequate wide receivers, an adequate line, the defense, you know, suspects. I don't know. He's just thrown into the wolves.
Yeah.
You know?
And which, like, okay, if you're going to do that, fine. Like, I don't agree. Like, I agree. Like, I would have a veteran. I have no problem starting a veteran for a little bit. But they didn't even sign a good veteran quarterback as a mentor to back him up.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre.
Why is don't you want a guy like just to teach him, show him the stuff? Like, so you have a rookie offensive coordinator who looks completely over his head and has no idea what he's doing.
Right.
And then who's he leaning on? So he's leaning on a rookie offensive coordinator and some trash that would be normally a fourth string quarterback. You know, like at least Sanchez had Mark Brunell, who was a, you know,
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, like he was close. He was close to a Hall of Fame career. That guy was a very, very good quarterback. He could lean on him. He could show him stuff. Do you even know who the backup quarterback is for the Jets?
I don't. That I was just about to say. Like, how long did we talk about? We would in our text chat. I'd be like, so who's going to be the backup for the Jets? And it just never happened.
Like, what? Yeah, it's Mike White. I have no idea who? Where he's from. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what, you know. Does he throw lefty or righty? I have no clue. Jesus. And we're like, we're as diehard Jet fans as we get. We don't even know who our backup quarterback is.
Yeah. It's pathetic.
They should have got Nick. They should have got Nick Foles. They should have got.
That's what I'm saying. Like even like Justin Fields, right? Justin Fields is on the Bears. He has at least in a quarterback room. He has Nick Foles and Andy Dalton to ask them questions or pick their brain or at least someone to like. I don't know. You just need somebody there. You know what I mean? It's comforting, right? It's like almost like when we're young, right? When we're freshmen going into high school, if you knew somebody older that was just like, yo, man,
yep,
this sucks or this is cool or everything's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. This is what you got to do. You know, that's what you need. And he doesn't have it. He's all alone. That poor kid.
Yep.
Yep.
Utah and kid.
It really messes with you. It's hard enough being a rookie quarterback. Imagine being in this area. It's tough. It's so tough. They chew, like, you see how it is, Josh. These players get chewed up and spit out in New York like no other.
Yep.
Yeah, listen, the coaches, too. If you asked me over the summer, you always said that last year, man, I thought we had the next Bill Parcells. Joe Judge is here. And now, after watching three games, I'm like, this guy's not going to make it. It's quick, man. If you lose, you can't stay. You cannot.
And it's just gotten worse because the teams, both teams have just been trash for way too long now. But all right, I think we I think we gave those two bum franchises the beating they deserve.
They don't even deserve it anymore.
They don't even deserve it.
That's the thing, like, after the Washington loss, I was upset. After Sunday's loss, I was like, what am I getting upset for? Why am I going to ruin my Sunday? I watched the Ryder Cup. I had family over. I enjoyed my day. I'm not going to get bent out of shape over this nonsense.
Yeah.
It's
crap. Long time ago, I stopped letting the Jets ruin my Sunday and my week. And it's just like, they've just been bad for they've been bad for a decade now. So it's
One more quick thing, and for both of us, I'm sure you guys both feel the same way. So like yesterday was Monday. I'm like, oh man, my team stinks, man. I love football. My team stinks. I go on Twitter and I see an Emmanuel quickly like floater because it's New York Knicks media day, and I got like pumped up and happy again. I'm like, oh man, let's go.
So I'm glad you say that. I want to get to the Knicks. I kind of want to do. Stick with the NFL for now. I want to do like a little game that I like to call Are They Good?
Okay.
So basically we'll do kind of like how we did in the last episode where we run through each team. So we're just going to run through the league and just be like, you know, 3 weeks in, are they good? Simple as that. And we could, you know, put a little insight on each team or just kind of be like, yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're not good. And keep it moving. We'll kind of do rapid fire. So let's start in the West and move East. So AFC West, the Broncos. Are they good?
No.
Not good.
Fraudulent. No.
fraudulent. So
big
so,
time fraud.
So they beat the Giants and the Jets. That's yeah. So definitely not good. And then who they lose to? What was the other game they played?
No, they won. They're 3-0.
Oh, they are 3-0. Who's the other team they played?
I want to say. Let me check.
Who the fuck?
Was it the Falcons?
Hold on. Jaguars. Yeah, definitely fraud.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so okay. So they beat like three of the worst, pretty much the three worst teams in the league. Okay. So not
they
good.
They got Baltimore. They got Baltimore this Sunday. So that'll be, even though the Ravens should have freaking lost to the Lions.
I know. We'll get to that. So all right, let's stick with the AFC West. The Chargers. They're good. Very good.
Legit. Yeah. Definitely legit.
Legit.
Very good.
If they stay healthy, they just got to stay healthy.
And they're fun to watch. I like watching them on defense, Herbert, offense and defense. Yeah.
Keenan, yeah. Allen, Eckler. I love them. Yeah. Mike Williams.
Sick uniforms, too. Sick stadium. Only thing that sucks about them is, you know, they should be in San Diego, but what are you going to do? Okay. The Raiders. Are they good? Are the Raiders good?
I'm so split on them.
3-0.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say no. I think they're always going to fade away like they normally do.
Okay. Juice.
I can't just get on the car bandwagon. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been great, but I think he'll fade away.
I'm waiting for the floor to come out. Like, this is like a magical Disney run, but I'm going to agree with Paul. I'm going to say they're frauds.
Yeah, I'm 50-50. I wouldn't say frauds yet, but it's 50-50 because did they do this a few years ago too, where they won a few games and then eventually?
No, that was legit. But the dude Carr broke his leg, and after that they were done.
Right,
they were done.
Right, they do have some explosive players, but yeah, I don't know. Remains to be seen. And then
I'm rooting for him. I just think
at the end of the day, the Chiefs and Chargers will be at the top of that division.
Well, yeah. So last but not least, the Chiefs. They're 1-2. It's still early, obviously. I think they're still good. You know, I just think I don't know. They have some competition for sure. So.
Yeah, and I think people, you know, Mahomes is Mahomes, but I think people are starting to, you know, kind of catch up to him a little bit. You know,
yeah,
they're very weak at wide receiver. They have no depth.
No, none.
And
it's all Kelce and Hill. It's Hill.
Yeah,
it's Hill
and their running back is trash. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he's garbage.
Yeah, yeah,
and, yeah. I thought he was gonna be a stud, but he hasn't really done much at all.
Yeah. So okay, let's move on to the AFC South. So. Let's start with the Jags. Not good.
Yeah, I think Urban's going to be one and done.
Definitely, he looks miserable, completely miserable. You know that he's interested in that USC job. He's just not going to say it, but he's not going to quit this early either. It's got to be tough for him right now.
No.
And then Trevor, he's been pretty brutal, especially that interception he had in the last game. Yeah, not good.
Which makes me feel better because. If he was killing it, I'd be like, fuck, why'd you win those two games last year? So
yeah, so it's fine.
But he'd be terrible here too, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Texans are not good, right?
Ooh,
I mean, they're surprising. They're surprisingly not terrible, but I don't know if they're better than
I thought I would be. And I'm kind of curious what would have happened in that Cleveland game if Tyrod Taylor didn't get hurt. They were winning when he got hurt.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So,
Tyrod,
after he got hurt, it just fell apart.
I mean, you want to talk about who would have been a perfect backup signing for the Jets? Would have been Tyrod, but
yeah,
was he even on the radar? I don't know. He's like, you know, one of the most solid backups out there. But yeah, I don't know if they're not going to compete this year.
No.
Colts surprisingly 0-3. Is this like a are they going to be bad all year, or is this kind of like a fluky thing? They'll eventually come back.
They'll come back, but it's going to be too little, too late. I think they'll get healthy and then they'll start playing well, but it's just not going to be enough to start. 0-3 is very tough to come back from for anybody.
They almost beat the Rams at home. That was a tough loss for them. But Yeah, they'll come back a little bit, but come back in the sense that they probably won't make the playoffs.
Right. I feel like they've been close in every game, but I don't know. Carson Wentz, and just not enough on that team. And then last in that division, the Tennessee Titans. Are they good?
For sure.
Because that first game, they got, you know, blown the fuck out. And,
Cardinals,
in the Music City to the Cards. We'll get to them.
But then they went to Seattle.
And won.
That's a tough, tough place to win.
Steal one. And then took care of business on the Colts. Almost blew it, but they beat them. So, yeah, I think they're good. I think that game one was like a fluke thing.
But, yeah, they got a tough game this week.
Yeah, but that division should be so easy to lock up, so they'll be all right.
How much are they going to beat the Jets by this week?
Oh, the Titans. It's Jets Titans this week.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Derrick Henry's going to have like 5 touchdowns, and I don't even want to go there. But anyway,
They're legit.
Yeah, they're legit. AFC North, which has a lot of good teams.
This is the most interesting division to me.
Yeah, I was about to say. So, well, first let's start with the Steelers. Are they good?
No. Big Ben, washed, done.
But they go into Buffalo and win week one. And then, yeah,
I had Buffalo and Survivor, that's why.
Of course, yeah. yeah. But then they lose to the Raiders. That car to, what's his name, Ruggs, right?
Ruggs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a sick play. To win it, and then they just couldn't. The Bengals just dominated them. So we'll go to the Bengals next. Are the Bengals good?
I do. I think if
they're fun.
I love their offense. Man, you got Burrow, Jamar Chase, from college.
The God,
Boyd. Mixon.
Boyd, Mixon. They got some studs on offense. I like them a lot.
And a good defense too. I mean, they beat the Vikings. They beat the Steelers, and then who would they lose to? I forgot who they lost to week two, but yeah, they got a pretty interesting team. The problem is they're in a tough division with, you know, the Ravens and the Browns. So the Ravens, I still think the Ravens are good. Even though they barely beat the Lions, the Tucka 66 yarder off the goalpost.
Yeah, insane. That was insane.
Wild. I mean, if you're a Lions fan, you're like, really? 4th and 19, give up a 4th and 19 and a 66 yarder. Longest ever, right? Longest kick ever. Unbelievable.
Insane.
Yeah. So I think the Ravens are good. They beat the Chiefs. Who'd they lose to week one? That was kind of like a fluky thing. Not fluky.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Raiders.
Yeah.
Las Vegas. I call them Oakland.
Yeah, seriously. Vegas. LA, whatever. No, that's why I think the Raiders might be good. I mean, they beat some good teams here. But, yeah, so Ravens, I think they're going to be all right. And then the Brownies. I think the Brownies, I think they're definitely good. They pounded the Bears. And...
The Bears.
Almost beat the Chiefs, and then I forget who else they beat, but they're pretty good. And now to the AFC East.
Pretty
good. So the AFC East. Jets, worst team in the league. Okay, next team.
Yeah.
The Dolphins. I don't know.
Nah, I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too. I thought they'd be better. You know,
no running game. They got a question mark at quarterback.
Yeah.
Will Fuller's always hurt? Nope.
Yeah, there's just too much question marks there. Jacoby Brissett's okay, but yeah, I mean, you know, they beat the Pats barely. They almost beat the Raiders in OT, and then they got crushed by the I forget Pats who in week two. But yeah, so let's go on to the Pats. Are the Pats good?
Hail to the no.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean they
nope.
I'm gonna say yes.
Whoa! Okay.
No!
they're very limited at quarterback, right? They're going to just be very conservative with him, but I think they're scrappy enough to. I mean, it may change. We're only 3 weeks in, but I'll say they're good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought they would put up a better fight against the Saints this past week. Obviously, killed the Jets, 4 interceptions. Jets were actually hanging in. If it wasn't for all those interceptions, who knows what could have happened. Jets were somehow hanging in that game for a while there. And then couldn't beat the Finns at home in their home opener. So I'm going to say, I mean, Belichick's still the coach. They still have a good defense. I don't know if they're good. They might sneak in a wild card still, but remains to be seen. And then the Bills, even though they lost week one to the Steelers, I think they're very good. They're explosive. They crushed, the football team, and then who'd they beat week two? Oh, Dolphins. So, what do you guys think, Bills?
Legit. Yeah. They're legit, man.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
They're very good.
Okay.
And they're going to steamroll teams a lot this year. They're
explosive. Josh Allen.
They're going to win that division pretty easily.
I think so. I think so. I thought it was going to be a little competitive a few weeks ago, but now I'm like, nah, I think the Bills, they got this. So, all right, NFC West, which probably, like we predicted, the best division in football. Should we just skip that and just say they're all good? Or is there anything?
Yeah, there's no frauds in there.
Yeah.
Actually,
Seattle is 1-2.
Seattle's 1-2.
But I still trust them. I don't know. I don't know why.
So do I. I mean, we have the Jets have their first round pick. Not that they'll do anything with it, but still we want the Seahawks to lose.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, maybe if they have a terrible year, Russ is like, get me out of here, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe. And yeah, Jamal, that'd be interesting. That'd be interesting to follow.
Jamal got his big money, and he can just stop being a little whining prima donna.
Yeah.
Little biatch, little chicken.
The Niners, I think they're still good.
Yeah. I just wish they would get just. Put Lance at quarterback. Sit down, Jimmy G.
You think so?
I want to see Lance play. Jimmy's good. He's okay. I like him. But I feel like Lance is going to be really, really good.
Well, one of these rookie quarterbacks got to be good. So maybe it's him. You know?
Yeah.
He's got a good coach. So he's got that going for him. But, I think the Niners will be okay. They're going to compete. And then the Cards are definitely, I think, better than advertised. I think they're really good. They're fun. You know, Kyler's always must see. And I think the Rams.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite teams to watch.
Yeah. And then I think the Rams right now are the best team in football.
Josh, are you gonna give Matt Stafford some props finally or what?
Joe, I've always loved Matt Stafford. He's my favorite quarterback in the league.
You like it. So who's there's somebody who just never gave
him
credit.
You hate him. I feel like we always argue about this.
Really?
Yeah, because I was always like, yo, I love Matt Stafford. And I said if he wasn't on the Lions, he'd be really good. And you're like, nah.
I just blew up my own spot. I don't even remember that.
It was always me and you like over the years. It kind of died down last because it was just like the Lions, you know?
Yeah, because I think I said like he just puts up empty numbers. He didn't really win. Yeah.
My love for Stafford stems from, I think it was his third year in the league. He threw 40 touchdowns or something. I had him in fantasy.
Well, so you're looking good now because he looks amazing in that offense.
Yeah, they're legit. Cooper Kupp? Cooper Kupp? Him, Robert Woods, Deshaun Jackson. Holy shit. This guy just like.
Deshaun Jackson's been huge for them.
He just pops huge up out of nowhere. Like, he's still the fastest guy in the league. He's got to be like our age. It's crazy.
And they got Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, they're legit. I think right now they're the team to beat. Just spank the
Bucks.
That
division is awesome. I love watching those teams play.
All four of those teams. I can watch all four. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So, all right, NFC South. The Saints. Are the Saints good?
Definitely. Defense is awesome.
I think
Winston.
So. Yeah, what happened week two, though? against the Panthers. That was like a complete no-show. Weird.
They had eight coaches out in COVID. I think that hurt them a lot.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So
eight?
That's got to play some type of role, I would think, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't realize that. Eight coaches. Jesus. What the hell was going on in the coaches' room? Jeez. They're all making out with each other? The Panthers. Are the Panthers good? This is an interesting one.
No.
No.
They are. They're good. I think they could definitely be a playoff team, but as a contender, no.
Yeah, I think they get that third wild card maybe, potentially. But yeah, I agree. I think they're on the come up, but they beat the Jets. They
For
beat
sure.
the Saints without, you know, their eight coaches, and they beat the Texans. I mean, you know,
yeah.
So kind of remains to be seen. What do you think, Juice? Do you think they're good?
No, I'm gonna say no. Gonna say they start off 3-0. They kind of got a nice toss up of these games, but the schedule's gonna get harder.
Yeah.
I just don't. McCaffrey's a little banged up. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. The Falcons. I'm gonna say not good. But are we all in agreement?
They beat the Giants, so they got to be the best in the NFL.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. They're playing out the string.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Bucks. I think they're good. I think if they played the Rams, you know.
No way.
I think if they played the Rams 10 times, I think that would, you know.
Yeah.
They'd win five of them. You know, I think those are maybe the two best teams in the NFC.
All right, so you think it's like Rams and Bucks, the top two?
Yeah, and I think I don't know what happened. I thought that game would be closer. Rams just kind of ran away with it, but I don't know. Antonio Brown was out. It's one player, but I don't know. I feel like they're still Brady's first time in L.A., which is crazy, right? First time ever playing in L.A. But
yeah.
So, yeah, they're good.
And we got what? NFC North.
So Lions, not good. I think they're the worst 0-3 team in the league. I mean, the best 0-3 team. Best 0-3 team in the league, right?
Agreed. They could easily be 2-1, possibly even 3-0.
Right. But seriously, I mean, they're in every game. They play tough. They play hard.
That was one of the most brutal losses I've. Actually, no. I'm sorry. They got beat by the Packers by 18 on that Monday night game, but they were up and they were.
Yeah.
Just got a way to end, but they were playing with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're playing good. They're scrappy. I mean,
they are.
Yeah.
They're kind of like their coach, Campbell.
Yeah. They're like, can't, yeah.
I feel so bad for them. I root for them every single time they're on.
That was the, like, one of the worst losses I've ever seen.
I mean, yeah. That, like, I legit felt like I felt really bad. I have one Lions fan. Person in my life, and I almost was gonna text him and just be like, you know, but I didn't even bother.
Yeah.
He was probably like beside himself. But
so think about it. those three plays in a row. You just got the field goal to go up by one. Crowd's going insane. 4th and 19, and they're at their own 20 yard line. Baltimore.
Yeah.
So it's a wrap. It's over. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Throws it. Scrambles. Boom. Hits it to the whatever Detroit 45. You're like, all right. Like that sucks, but. Still got it. No timeouts left. They miss a freaking delay of game by like a good 2 or 3 seconds that should have been called, right?
Yeah.
Penalty.
Yep.
That knocks him back. Whatever. Throw the ball out of bounds. Not only does he hit the longest field goal of history, it hits the crossbar, and I thought for sure it did not go in.
It's the same.
Then all of a sudden, the ref put the hands up. I'm like, what?
I know.
So, I mean, they got kicked in the nuts like 20 times right there. It was brutal.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Poor Detroit.
Poor
for
Detroit.
For years.
Yeah, yeah. Tough franchise to root for. The Vikings. Are the Vikings good? I'm going to say yes. And I'm not saying that because they're my sneaky wild card team. I think they are good. They just, I don't know. I think they've had some distractions and stuff like that. But they got weapons. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I think, they're going to be the number two team in that conference. Division.
Yeah.
Love my man Justin Jefferson.
Yep.
Machine. Adam Thielen. Cousins, he's what he is. Cook just got to stay healthy. And Zimmer's a good defensive coach. So they're going to be what they've always been. You know, like a fringe playoff team or a playoff team. And don't really advance. Just kind of stuck in purgatory with that.
Right. Right. And then...
But yeah, good team. Good solid team. They'll have a winning record.
Yeah.
They pounded so much with Dalvin Cook that it's inevitable that he's going to get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he already missed the last game, didn't he?
Which they shouldn't. Yeah, he was out because their backup running back is really good.
And looks just like him.
he looks just like him. Same he hair. Runs just like him. Yeah.
It was hilarious. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
They have another one. The Bears, I'm going to say good.
I think he's going to be the first coach fired.
First coach, yeah, be. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to make it past the season. You see how crazy Orlovsky and Rex Ryan were going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to – every radio show I hear or TV show is just destroying Nagy. Like, he's getting from, like, everywhere. So, in Chicago, you know how it's a tough town. Like, the media, I'm sure, is all over him and the fans. So, I don't see him. He gives me like Adam Gase vibes.
He does, yeah. It's the same. He kind of has like this like cocky, like no, I know what I'm doing, you know, attitude.
Yeah.
So yeah, not gonna be good in Chicago. And then the Packers.
God.
I think the Packers. I mean,
back.
Yeah, I mean that first game was I think just like a fluke. They just completely were not prepared for that game like at all. I don't know what that was, but. And then, you know, they took care of business with the Lions, even though it was close. And then, yeah, I mean, won a nail-biter against the Niners. But that was a huge game for them to win. And I think they're going to go on a run now. So, yeah, they're good.
And I think that first game was one of the best things that happened to them.
Right, woke them up.
You know, Rodgers, he thrives on that, like, you know, people really being negative about him in the media. You can tell like he's very sensitive with that stuff. He's like, that was some like BS things you guys were saying in the media. He's like, well, you know, you can stop trolling me now. Like I'm good now. Like let's rock, you know?
Yeah.
So
how long does
they're gonna win it. They're gonna win the division.
Yeah, easily. How long does the hair get?
You should just let it go forever until
that shit's like flowing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, big Yankee hit. Okay.
Oh yeah, we can maybe end with the Yankees, but let's do the NFC East here.
Sure.
So
Giants,
are they good? No.
No.
Put them in the bedroom.
No.
Put them in the bedroom.
The football team, are they good?
No. If they had Fitz, they'd be a lot better, but
decent. Yeah, decent. The defense has been disappointing. Yeah, I'd say they're not good. That Eagles. Are the Eagles of Philadelphia good?
Ah, man. No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That first game, they looked awesome, but that was against the Falcons, who were trash. So, yeah. I don't know. And then they hung with the Niners, and then that Cowboys game, eh. Yeah, I'd say they're not that good.
I kind of like Hurts, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
There's something off about that team, like a little bit. They don't use Miles Sanders enough. That guy's a really good running back, and they never use him.
Yeah, I don't know. They got some weapons, but I don't know. Juice, you think they're good?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Tone, they could win every game for the next 10 years, and the Eagles will never be good to Juice.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Yeah, never.
Good point.
Never.
Fake Super Bowl a few years ago. Yeah. And then, how about them Cowboys? Are the Cowboys good? America's team.
They do look. They look good, man.
I think they're good.
Very good.
I think they're good. Yeah. I think they're good.
I was never a huge fan of Dak. Like he just looks so comfortable and in control throwing the ball this year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like coming off that injury, barely played at all. Did he even play in the preseason?
No, I don't think
so. He barely even practiced.
Yeah.
So he looks like he's been you know, and just like in prime form right now. He looks amazing. CeeDee Lamb, Cooper, they're tough.
Yeah, and it looks,
and their defense looks really good.
Defense looks good, and you know, it's an easy division, so they'll probably run away with it. Even though it usually is always tight, but I think this could be the season where they just, you know, completely run away with it.
I always root against the Cowboys for the most part, but just with Prescott and everything, I'm just rooting for him to kind of do well, and I kind of want Jerry. He's got to go out on a high note, because who knows how much longer he's got, you know?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I like Dak's warm-up dance.
Oh, that Eli was impersonating?
I think Eli did it better, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So can we let's talk about some like other thoughts just kind of so far in the season. Definitely the Peyton and Eli combo on ESPN2 has been great. I think
I watched that one. I don't watch the main telecast.
Yeah, it's great. They've had some major guests. They had LeBron. They've had Saban. They've had countless others.
Gronk.
They're gonna have Brady on, right? I heard they're gonna have Brady.
Charles Barkley. They're calling the Giants game too. The Giants are playing the Chiefs on Monday night.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. Another tandem that I am absolutely loving is Gus Johnson and Aqib Talib. Juice, I know you don't watch Red Zone. Paul, I know you do. Have you caught them at all?
He's good. He's really good.
Well, they're both amazing.
Last year was the first time I heard. I was like, who is this guy in the booth? He's awesome. Then I found out it was Aqib Talib. I was like, this makes total sense. Yeah.
He's great. And he's with Gus Johnson, of all people, who's the god. And they called that Cards Jags game, so that 109-yard return.
Oh, the kick six?
Yeah, yeah. So that's been awesome. So that's been fun. Johnny Poole, I've been awful. I think all three of us have been pretty... Juice, you had some good weeks. And Paul, I think you had a couple good weeks. I've been awful.
I had a bad week last week.
Yeah, mediocre. I'm right in the middle of the pack.
It's early, but it's been brutal. The night games, all the night games have been good. It sucks that I can't like stay up for it, like any of them, but every night game I feel has been good so far this year.
I make it to the third quarter, like, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's like a struggle. Like even that Giants, football team, game, that was a night game, wasn't it? Yeah. It was a Thursday night. Yeah. Like I was like in and out. I like saw the end, but like, it's such a struggle. Like I can't do night games. I'm so old. So, all right, cool. So, week four coming up this week. But what's also exciting about this week, NBA training camp.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, baby. Since our football teams are so trash, I mean, we're obviously very excited. Nick's media day had no issues at all. It was very quiet, which is a good thing. But on the other side of the river, Adam,
Brooklyn.
So, is Kyrie Irving going to play basketball this season?
What is going to happen? Because it seems like he's pretty dug in with not getting it, and you can't just like, you know.
Yeah,
this is not like the black market where a random Joe Schmo wants to probably, if he could, get a fake vaccine card and go into a bar or restaurant. No, like you can't do that for the NBA. Like he's gonna have to get it to play. So, I don't see him changing his mind. I think Sean Marks, he said that like we think it won't be an issue, but really, I mean, you're a month away from opening day. So what's changing in that month?
Right. You know, someone made a great point on Twitter. I forgot who it was, but it might have just been someone in comments that Kyrie is the ultimate contrarian. Like, if everyone was like against the vaccines, like the most of the population was like against vaccines, he'd be like the first one to put like the needle in his arm. Like, I don't think he really is against. I think he just likes to be contrarian, but he also is kind of a conspiracy guy, and you know, he's got this crazy aunt supposedly.
Earth is flat.
Yeah. And listen, I know that the black community, they're very skeptical of, you know, government. Like, you know, I don't blame them there. But all yeah. vaccines, especially this vaccine. And there's a bunch of players around the league, notable players who don't want to get it. I want to do a little thing, the all non-vaxxed or anti-vaxxed first team.
Kyrie, point guard.
Kyrie at point, Bradley Beal at shooting guard.
Wiggins
at the three, Jonathan Isaac at the four. Who's playing the five? I only know those four players. Is there any other players who have been outspoken about it? About not getting
Let me Google unvaccinated NBA player list.
It seems like those four have been like the most vocal about it, but there's got to be.
I didn't know about Bradley Beal. He doesn't want to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, his girlfriend's been very vocal. I think she got into her, into his mind.
Yeah, Bradley Beal. He said it at media day. Jonathan Isaac actually. Jonathan Isaac he seems like an intelligent guy. He actually had like a pretty. Eloquent reaction statement to it, but at the same time, it was like he's like, "I'm not against vaccines." It's like, then just get it. I don't understand. But
right,
yeah, I don't know. And then Wiggins, yeah, I mean, he seems pretty gung ho, but yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what's gonna happen to these guys.
It's really interesting. I mean,
yeah, because we didn't have this really in the NFL. I mean, you had Cole Beasley. Right, he was very outspoken.
Cole Beasley. But the thing with Beasley, he was still eligible to. He's eligible to play. He's just got to get tested like routinely and wear a mask. Right. So he can play. These guys can't play 41 games.
Yeah, yeah, that's wild. And is Kyrie like really willing to risk that? I mean, we already know he's like doesn't love basketball. Like I feel like he'll easily just be like, yeah, I'm done. If I ever need a reason to retire, this is it. You know?
And the funny part is they'll probably be the number one seed even without him playing half the year, and you know, and maybe that'll keep him healthy. But what happens in the playoffs? Like you need him in the playoffs.
I really see this all falling apart for the Nets. I hate to say it, you know, Adam, Mike, Lauren, Greg, Steve. Who else? I feel like there's more Nets fans than we think. I could see the amount of minutes Durant played last season. I could see him like inevitably getting hurt. I could see Kyrie not playing, Harden being like, fuck this. If these guys aren't playing, I'm not playing. I'm not taking on the load and like demanding a trade.
I mean, look how old their team is, man.
I know.
How old is Harden?
It's gotta be early 30s, no?
33, I think. 33.
Yeah.
I mean, Durant, these guys coming up big injuries. You have Paul Millsap, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. LaMarcus Aldridge almost died last year.
Seriously.
I mean, this guy, yeah. I'm not making light of it. Like, I'm saying, like, they have, like, it's a major, like, he could just walk away at any time. Millsap, extremely old. Blake Griffin, come on. Like, he played great last year for them, but are you really banking on that for all year and all the playoffs for him to stay healthy? So.
Yeah. I know
that they have to win it this year.
I know, a lot of pressure. I gotta think Durant's and Kyrie's ear like, motherfucker, just get the fucking
I want to know what's going on behind closed doors with them. Like, is Durant just leaving him alone, just saying whatever, he's gonna do what he do, or is he like really, you know, getting on him like you're saying, like, hey, wake up, man.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
That would be, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for sure.
Yeah.
With that.
Ultimately, these guys are not going to give up their salary, right? So they can make noise up until the time where they have to actually show up to get their paycheck. And then guess what? He's going to get vaccinated. It's just too much money. Too much money.
I know. I'd be shocked if any of those four players we mentioned before are just like, you know. Well, I guess so. Bradley Beal, for example. So when he comes to play the Knicks, the Nets, the Lakers, Clippers, like he's just not going to play. Is that how that works? You know, these teams and arenas that are mandated.
I guess he wouldn't be allowed to play. But then, does he get docked a paycheck now per game?
Yeah, so maybe.
That all adds up, right? Because there's going to be more and more arenas that are probably going to do this sort of thing. So.
I don't know. You can, maybe he could skip like the Golden State or the New York and Brooklyn game, but if there are other cities, then you're talking about, you know, it's cumulative. It adds up.
Yeah. And these are, I mean, at the end of, I mean, these are big games. I mean, you like to think the Knicks are going to be good. The Nets are going to be good. He's competing with those teams in the East. You know, like, I mean, he's just going to, like, it's crazy that this is like.
Draymond's shirt was pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the Draymond shirt was definitely out there since, you know, we were an audio only podcast. What did it say again? It was like, go ahead and die. What was it? I mean, it was pretty aggressive. Oh, die then? Fine, die then or something. And it was like a needle. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Google it if you know, you're listening to this. But, yeah.
Google it.
It's going to be, it's going to be interesting. What I'm wondering is, did we ever find out if LeBron's vaccinated? Remember that was like a big thing that LeBron.
He definitely is. We would have heard about it.
I don't know, because it was like never really confirmed. It was kind of like up in the air whether he was. But yeah, I gotta think he is.
I mean, yeah, he was confirmed 2 hours in CNN. LeBron James confirms he was vaccinated.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so that confirms that. So, ay, 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 all this shit. So.
Kooky Kyrie.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get more into NBA later on. As the season progresses, but we got preseason basketball. We got Nets. Speaking of Nets and Lakers, we got Nets Lakers just this Sunday. So that's pretty. It's pretty cool.
Got some. It's a good time. You got Yankee. Hopefully, playoff baseball coming up. Good football games. NBA.
Yeah.
Good TV.
So
you got Curb.
So we'll
Succession.
Do. Yeah, a lot of Billions has been actually decent.
Yellowstone.
Oh, is Paul gonna watch Yellowstone?
Yeah, gotta get that peacock.
Yeah, definitely get on the yellow. I mean, you have time to watch. The season 4 doesn't come back till November, but
yeah, I've been seeing like a lot of commercials. I've been watching something. I was like, okay, I gotta check it out. It looks really good.
Yeah, I mean,
I like the actor. I like the actors that are in it. So
yeah, Cole Hauser, to God. Yeah, I mean, as Juice and I, we can't say nothing. You know, nothing but praise for the God. Yeah, Yankees. I don't know what to think of this team. It's been a roller coaster season. Even if they make the playoffs, they sneak in. Do they make any noise? I don't think so.
I do. I think they can play with anybody.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. I think in the AL, yes. The Rays though kind of own them. No, I don't know.
Nah, they had the season series this year. They won at Tampa Bay. They won in Tampa Bay, I think like 5-1 at Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Their record or 4-2, whatever. Like,
oh, they
really
well
against
okay.
them. Yeah, they don't scare me as much. The Dodgers, Padres, all those teams, Giants, those teams are like really good.
All the California NL teams are like the best teams. It's weird.
But yeah. Red Sox, nope.
Nah,
Red
they
Sox,
don't.
Nope.
Yeah.
Astros, nope. The Blue Jays actually scare me the most out of all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they got some hitters.
Which they're playing right now. Yankees are up 3-2, so yeah. That'd be cool if they could just kind of get them out of the way.
Yeah. I admit it. It's been tough for me to get into baseball this season.
But you watch it? Did you watch it all on Saturday or Sunday?
I mean, I saw the Stanton Grand Salami. That was cool.
Yeah.
And then I saw, you know, a little bit of, you know, when Judge got that big double, and then Stanton had another shot. So I saw like clips, but yeah, I mean, listen, maybe I'll tune in a little bit more moving forward, but it's been
yeah.
tough. But.
It all goes back to Josh watching it that one game, and then they started playing really well after that.
You guys want me to watch another game? I'll watch one, bro.
Watch playoffs, another game.
You got to be the good luck charm.
Yeah. If you watch one more game, maybe they'll win the World Series. But they just don't. I don't trust Chapman. I don't trust him. I don't trust the bullpen. Like I don't know. But
well, now they got Severino there. They got Loaiza back now.
Yeah.
Holmes is good. They got Chapman. I can't watch Chapman. He'll blow it for sure.
Yeah, but they did got Sevy back, so that's good. Poor Mets. They had so much hope in the beginning of the season and just fell apart once again. But
Axelrod's not doing a great job.
Yeah, Mr. Steve Cohen over there. Juice, are you caught up on Billions? Or no?
No. I'm really far behind, I think, too. I need to catch up.
Yeah, you got to get up.
Four episodes.
I think you'll like it. You'll appreciate it so far.
Yeah, I've liked the last two episodes, believe it or not. So
it's actually been pretty good.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? We can't spoil anything, but it seems like, you know, there's
finale.
A lot of drama.
Finale coming this up. Sunday.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is the finale this Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, because this is the second part of the season.
Yeah, but it's only been like four episodes, though.
No, I know, but there were seven, and then COVID hit, and they went on a big hiatus because of COVID.
I thought it's like 14 episodes. No,
nah, it's usually like 12.
Damn it!
No, but didn't they film the next season? So that should be coming back soon.
Well, they are filming up here. Actually, they're filming in Albany. I was telling you guys, but I didn't know if that was for. Yeah, I guess that's for next season, but who knows when that will come out, you know?
You think they'll intertwine Cuomo somehow? They wouldn't use his name, obviously, but they could kind of be like...
Well, who's
know,
the governor? Something Buffalo Bob or
Buffalo
something?
Buffalo Bill.
Oh, Buffalo Bill
Buffalo
or
Bob?
Whatever.
Buffalo.
Bob or Bill, I forget.
I think Bob. Okay. Bob would make more sense. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Isn't there Hard... There's Hard Bob, too.
Well, their Hard Bob works for Axe. Buffalo Bill is actually the kidnapper in Silence of the Lambs.
Put it in the basket.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bob.
Yeah. And now we have Buffalo Kathy Hoko.
Oh, Kathy, yeah. Good New York. Get your mandate. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going hard on the on all that. So.
Yeah.
But, you know. Who knows? Maybe she'll run for president one day.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I think Thibodeau would be a great president.
Get your vaccine. Oh my God! Anything else, guys?
Nope. I'm gonna go comb my hair.
Okay.
How did the Giants pass on Michael Parsons, and then? And then take a gadget receiver at number 12. Oh, my God.
Josh is like waking up in cold sweats like,
God damn it.
Gettleman!
Gettleman, get out of here.
All right.
Unbelievable. Funny.
Take care.
Too funny. Comb your hair.
Comb your hair.
Peace.
You're welcome.